The hurricane will not be nuked. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The president has reassured everybody that despite that story that ran on Axios.com, he would never try nuking a hurricane to snuff it out. But let's remember, this is not a new idea. There's this concept called geoengineering, the idea that if we can't or won't control CO2, we can just use modern technology to control the consequences of climate change. Under this geoengineering theory, as the hurricanes, floods, and fires get worse, politicians will start running on a climate repair platform, which, for example, might involve sending 60,000 flights each year into the upper atmosphere to spread sunlight-reflecting sulfate particles. Or there's an idea to dump iron into the oceans to create enormous algae blooms to absorb CO2. The fundamental problem, though, with all these ideas is that they are very hard to control, as in we might wake up one day to find the sun has suddenly disappeared. And in this era of contagious nationalism, where countries are determined to go it alone, what if the geoengineering program of country A kills the crops of country B? If ever there was an act of war, that would be it. In that kind of scenario, I could see someone deciding to nuke a hurricane, except as revenge, although it would certainly cut down on looting. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.